The Ukrainian music scene in Winnipeg goes back decades, and today it is every bit as vibrant and prolific as it ever was. One Winnipeg family has been playing a very prominent role in making it so, and listeners of Nash Holos have been enjoying their music for decades. We have many of their CDs in the Nash Holos library that have come to us over the years, and many of them have a connection one way or another to the Chibluk family. The most recent album that they put out is a gorgeous collection of Easter hymns sung in a beautiful blend of traditional and contemporary musical styles. Joining us to tell us about the story behind the CD and her amazing musical family is Marika Chibluk from Winnipeg. Marika, thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely, my pleasure. Thank you.
Now, and thank you also for sharing your Easter album. It's just gorgeous, and it looks beautiful, and it sounds beautiful, and you've created almost a new sound that is distinctly your own. It's modern, but yet you managed to stay true to our beautiful traditions. So congratulations on that, and tell me how you did it.
Well, thank you very much. Well, Easter has been close to our family's heart for all our lives, and we've been singing the traditional hymns all that time. We also have been blessed with exposure to fabulous choirs, Husli and Koshis. So we were exposed to the composers that arranged this music to be so sacred and so beautiful. So we're just thrilled to be able to reproduce it. And what was really important to us is to make it joyful, to make it the kind of a song that anyone could sing along to. We picked keys that were not too high, not too low, mm-hmm. so that people can sing along on the website. They can pick up the lyrics. We're happy to share the music. And we're just very passionate about these songs, and we're just absolutely thrilled that God led us to record them, and now we can share them.
So tell us about who are the singers.
Well, that too is a bit of a miracle in itself. I have been passionate about singing, and I received that gift from my parents, and I'm sure they from their parents. My husband is a longtime singer and a graduate from St. Vladimir's College, which is was a boys' school in Robin, Manitoba.
And those guys could sing, yeah.
So Billy continues to sing in Husli Choir, which is originally an alumni choir from St. Vlad's, and our two boys also sing with them. And actually, six of the boys that recorded with us are singers from Husli Nail Chorus. So Bill and Mahash sing bass, Elastic sings tenor, my daughter sings alto, and also some soprano lines with me. So we've been blessed with four voices in our family of five. With those voices, we were able to record most of those songs. My two boys sing with two other brothers. So they're called Chotere Ukrainski Brate Chub. And they sing two numbers on the CD, all in male chorus. And two songs, one of them a very well-known one, Dvone, which of course Easter is bells. And the other one I found on the internet, an absolutely beautiful song that says, Rejoice all people for Christ is risen. It's just gorgeous.
Ah, so that explains a lot about the quality of the vocals on this album. Really gorgeous. You know what, Marika, I think I told you when we first chatted, to me, this is a word that you apply to something you see, not you hear, but it sparkles.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, there's some. It's like hearing joyful church bells and that sound of happy church bells and birds singing, and it just all blends in there. And it just has. You said that your goal was to make it sound joyful, and I think you certainly have accomplished that. And you manage, because obviously you've just told us you have a lot of musical training in your family, so that would explain how you're able to make it contemporary sounding.
Well, and I think it's important to mention that God had a huge hand in it. No one can record an Easter CD and the Easter songs without that connection to faith. And our children all went through Christian schooling, and they all pray and believe that God plays an important part of their lives. And in singing about Christ's resurrection, in feeling his passion throughout Lent and then the joy and celebration about Christ being born in us, you know, not just at Easter, but throughout the year, is something that we wanted to share and hope that people didn't play it just on Easter Sunday or for the Easter season, the 5 weeks after Easter till Pentecost, but really that they kept it in their heart that, yes, Jesus is alive, you know, and living in us in all that we do throughout the year, and especially in the Easter season.
And the nice thing about this album, Marika, is that it's, I wouldn't say really crossover, but it has something about it. It has a quality that makes you stop and listen, because you've got lots of different elements. A lot of it's a cappella, which is traditional for church music in our Eastern Rite, but you do have some bells. You have a few little things as well that add to it. But I think also it's the energy that you put in. It's, well, the soul, obviously, but your approach as well to the arrangements, I guess. I don't know. What is it? What is your secret? How did you make it that way?
Well, I can share a little bit about that. My pleasure. So we work with Tom Corlick, who's an amazing arranger and also our recording technician. He also did the arrangements for our Christmas album with Duet Marina called Rejoice, of course.
Yes, I noticed a couple of songs made me think of that album. They had kind of that same sort of, arrangement, I guess.
And in this one, we actually had him hold more truth. Something about the Christmas made it, you know, gave us an opportunity to have more trumpets and more symphonic arrangements, which were seemed to be the perfect fit for the Christmas. But this one, we used instruments, like you said, bells, bandura, some strings. And it was not as symphonic, but it let the voices come through proud and true, and the instrumentation facilitated it. And what was really exciting is the way he arranged some of the most common ones, like Radis Neba, Christos Voskres, Radis Neba, Hid Neba Zvid, Sohas Noza Spivaimo. So those were ones that I think most Ukrainians, if they know three Easter songs, that could be one of them, as well as the original traditional church Christos Voskres that we sing at Easter, basket blessing, and you know, and in every service after Easter. But those that are so commonly heard, he arranged them to make them so interesting.
And it's a great addition to the repertoire of CDs that you've already put out. And you mentioned Tom Corlick. He's a friend?
Yeah, a longtime friend. That's right. And his son made music with Katrusha Mahash and Ivash in Molotsi. So we're connected through our own recording, but also through our children playing together. And they've done two recordings of dance melodies, Molotsi 1 and 2. So
yes,
if I could share with you now that so Molotsi 1 is primarily old time. So you have the anniversary waltz, the wedding march, the heel toe polka, the kinds of things that you'd hear at an old time Ukrainian wedding. And Molotsi 2, they've done their own style of a lot of popular Ukrainian folk songs, but they've made it their own, with accordion, violin, the drums, the bass. And my daughter plays sopilka, which really adds a unique sound to it. So it's a beautiful Ukrainian flute that gives energy to all of their Ukrainian dance music.
Yeah, and as you know, they get a lot of airplay here on Nash Holos. That's the group Bolotsi that is called Young People, which is a great name.
Right. Well, thank you. And I just might add that we also created that one with 10 vocal tracks. So perhaps one of your listeners likes to sing. So these 10 vocal tracks with all the lyrics included are perfect for karaoke.
Yeah.
Or if somebody wants to do a little concert, you know, at a family event or at their church, they can use the instrumental tracks and do the singing themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. I noticed that. That was a great touch.
Well, and the nice thing is that they can sing along and learn it.
Yeah.
And we have some people even from Saskatchewan that have kept in touch with me quite a bit. And they say, you know, my grandchildren don't speak Ukrainian and they can't read Ukrainian, so please put phonetic. But they love to sing it.
Yeah.
So we've made it as a learning opportunity so that they can sing along. And we put translations in so they understand what they're singing. And then they can perform it if they so desire. So,
and, yeah.
It's been fun.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, making a learning experience is what you do naturally because you're a teacher.
That's where my passion is. That's absolutely true. And that's, and even as I was, you know, a little bit younger, I would be passionate about the music and sit down and listen so long and so hard to pull the lyrics or the words off of my favorite songs that I heard other people record. So that's why I made it easy for anybody who wanted to sing along and to understand, because the same thing, sometimes I wouldn't understand some of the lyrics and I'd have to go to somebody with a stronger Ukrainian background to explain to me what the song was about. So I want to make that easy for everybody for learning. And again, as you mentioned, I was a teacher and a school administrator. So it's just natural for me to want to share and teach and educate Ukrainians and non-Ukrainians as well. Everybody who wants any kind of a connection to Ukrainian music can feel comfortable and confident that it's all right there for them.
Yeah, well, and you do some songs with bilingual lyrics. You've got the Ukrainian and then the English translation. You've done that on your Christmas album, and you certainly do that on the Easter album for a few as well.
Absolutely. Most of them that are Christos Voskres is, of course, Christ is risen. Mm-hmm. And giving life everlasting are the words that ring true in so many songs. And actually, I took the time to count. We sang over 150 times Christos Voskres on this whole album. I just thought it rings out with, you know, that message of Christos Voskres, Christ is risen.
Yeah.
And then, you know, whether you understand the language or not, you start to recognize that phrase. So we didn't repeat that always in English. But for the songs that had several verses that told a story, we chose to sing a few English verses just to make that connection so that that meaning comes through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, gorgeous album, and as is all the work that you do, Marika. You've got, as we met, you mentioned, the Molodsi, which was your children singing, so you've passed that down the generation, which was nice. But you yourself have made a few CDs, and you have a website. So tell us all about that. How can people get more of you?
Well, my website is called Marika's Treasures. So, of course, I treasure all that I've helped to create over the years. So it started with Duet Marina, which a friend of mine, Irina Holochinski-Wilson, we started singing songs of our pioneers. So we created our first CD to commemorate the coming of Ukrainian immigrants to Canada and singing songs of their hardships, their faith. You know, they had to rely on their faith and their tradition and their fun to make life a wonderful opportunity for them in their new country.
Mm-hmm.
So Irina wrote a song called Kraina Kaska, which is dreams of a new land and a new life. So we shared that in our first recording. Our second was a collaboration with Lviovsky Muzyki, a quartet that was visiting in Canada from Ukraine that had a similar style and passion for lively folk music and a few love of ballads there, because it just made so much sense when you're singing with men that we sang the beautiful Ukrainian love songs to each other. And then our Christmas, as you had mentioned, which incorporates so many of the beloved Christmas carols. So we started with that. So then Molodsi made their two recordings. And with working with children, my passion became to share the songs that I had been teaching in schools. So they were arranged also by Tom Korolek. I have a rap there and storytelling and lots of interesting beats and rhythms. And there as well, I sing in Ukrainian and English. I created a activity booklet with games and puzzles to make learning easy for families and children. And then now we have our Easter. So this is a collection of seven that are available on the website, Marika's Treasures.
Okay, so give us the URL.
That's all you have to type in.
Okay.
It's marikastreasures.com, and you'll come up with that. All these musical pieces are available on digital download as well. We have a couple of platforms that we use. So if anybody wants it, it's almost instant right on your computer or your phone, as well as the hard CDs that are still available through the website.
Okay, and that's spelled Marika?
S, Marika with the S. That's www.marykastresures.com. Marika's Treasure, and it's Mary with a Y.
Good to know. Mary with a K-A at the end.
Perfect. Great. I have one more important thing to share. The net proceeds to this Easter CD is going to a very exciting project that has been set up by the Sister Servants of Mary Immaculate. So it's through the Lyubov Foundation, and they have near Lviv, Ukraine, a home for girls that have been released from orphanages, so they're older than 16, and they're not quite ready to be out on their own. They're young ladies that, for the most part, you know, are sent to fend for themselves. But this home of hope has been established so that they can learn more life survival skills, they can take further training, more education, and as they graduate through the program that they have at Home of Hope, they're much better prepared to go out into the world and make a difference. Our family is very committed to supporting this cause, and all the net proceeds are going to Home of Hope near Lviv, Ukraine.
Wonderful. You know, Marika, there, when information came out about human trafficking, 15 so years ago, and that was one of the targets of human traffickers was orphanages. Once the girls were out, 16 is perfect for human trafficking, right? For brothels around the world. And these poor girls have nothing else. And so this is wonderful. This first I've heard of it, and I hope that there will be more. And certainly this is a great cause to be supporting, and purchasing a CD will certainly put a little bit of money in the coffers. So that's great. Wonderful of you to do this.
Thank you. It's our pleasure. And like you said, the more people get to hear about it, the more they can make donations through the Lyubov Foundation or contact the Sister Servants of Mary Immaculate. Right now, they serve one home, but there's plans for another. And of course, the need is huge. So like you said, it's difficult for these young ladies. And this is certainly a program that will give them strength and help them become leaders in their community.
Exactly. And both of us being graduates of Sacred Heart Academy, which is run by the Sister Servants of Mary Immaculate in Yorkton, that high school experience is one of the dearest memories I have. I treasure it so much. It was the best time of my life, I would say.
I would agree. That's great. And I would like to take this opportunity to thank the Shevchenko Foundation. They have also supported us right from the beginning in many of our recordings, and we truly appreciate their financial support.
Yes, and as they've supported this program as well, and another great organization. So wonderful, wonderful work you're doing, and thank you for continuing. It sounds like you've retired from teaching, but you're still at it informally and just doing great work and spreading great messages of hope and love around the world. So thank you for doing that. May you have many, many more years of doing it. Nohayalita on your work and on this album and all the previous ones and the ones in the future. Thank you so much, Marika.
Well, and I'd like to say how much it means to me that you've taken an interest in your role as a radio producer, and we truly appreciate it. So we hope we'll hear from some of your listeners, and of course, that you continue to play our music and that everyone enjoy it.
You can count on that.
Thank you.
And Christos Voskres.
Voistinu Voskres.
I was speaking with Marika Chabluk, Ukrainian-Canadian singer, former teacher, community activist in Winnipeg, about her family's most recent Easter album. You can find out more about Marika and her music and her work in the Ukrainian community in Winnipeg and Canada at her website, www.marikastreasures.com, as well as on her Facebook page. Again, Marika's Treasures, that's MarykasTreasures. Check it out.